Springfield DPW Director Alan Schwalick announced his plans to retire Tuesday from a job that likely lends itself to more anger from the public than any other in municipal government. For 17 years, Schwalick has taken the heat over potholes, trash pickups, and unplowed streets while managing budget cuts that shrunk his workforce from 400 people to fewer than 150.
It's difficult, but we still found a way to get through, and I believe we've been able to provide the residents of the city with still a very high level of service, even through the most difficult times.
Schwalick started his career in public works for the city as a part-time employee 37 years ago. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, who said he has known Schwalick since the late 1980s, called him a dedicated and invaluable member of the administration.
And Al has been through thick and thin. Trials and tribulations. DPW is a tough director, is a tough position. They touch us each and every day, and you can't make everyone happy.
Sarno praised Schwalick for his role in making Springfield one of the first cities in the Northeast to adopt a curbside pickup single-stream recycling program. In recent years, Schwalick oversaw tens of millions of dollars in state and federally funded street and sidewalk improvement projects. He also directed the removal of tons of debris after the 2011 tornado and October snowstorm. Sarno pledged a smooth transition and announced the appointment of current city engineer Chris Signoli to be the next director of the Springfield DPW.
He has done an outstanding job, especially he's been battle-tested, as Al has been, through the snowstorms we've had, the tornado we had, the freak October nor'easter we had. He's been my point person with FEMA and MEMA on all the debris removal and also the reimbursement aspect.
Signoli, who has been employed by the city for 4.5 years, said his goal is to continue the effective delivery of the services people depend on while providing support for several upcoming major construction projects, including the new casino and repairs to the I-91 viaduct.
These projects are just the tip of the iceberg and what I believe is going to be continued revitalization of the city.
Signoli said he wants to improve the department's communications with the public.
From small projects to big projects to snow plowing to potholes, letting people know what we're going to do, when we're going to do it, and how it's going to impact their daily lives. We just don't need people showing up and all of a sudden their lives are upheaval for weeks or at a time.
Schwalick is retiring on May 31st. His departure coincides with the retirement of Police Commissioner William Fitchett. Sarno has appointed Deputy Police Chief John Barbieri to be the next police commissioner. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.